Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Al Downing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh moves to third. Cox moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Fernandez and he is out, Amaro applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mantle moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground that hits Fernandez. Fernandez is out and Cox is safe at first. There goes Fernandez trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Davis reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser pinch hits for Al Downing. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. White reaches second base with a double. Houser goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Peterson now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Fritz Peterson. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Womack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 3 in the game. Kosko is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.